Hoopston Mayor Jeff Wise outlines what's being proposed.
The goal is to have a 42-room hotel, then also at a nationally recognized restaurant. So, you know, it'll be a fast food joint. We know that. But, you know, anything's a bonus to get that. And then a small strip mall and some storage units that they want to add.
The mayor says Hoopston has a funding package ready to help with infrastructure.
What we've got as far as the package that we're offering the developers is it would be $50,000 out of the Hoopston TIF fund, $200,000 out of the city of Hoopston's ARPA money, and then the $600,000 from Vermilion County ARPA funds that they granted us. I believe they granted us that back in December.
Those funds fall short of the estimated cost of putting in a new road and other infrastructure, which city leaders believe will be around $1.1 million. And if no way can be found to cover the other cost, Mayor Wise says the city might have to return $600,000 in federal ARPA funds to Vermilion County. The mayor adds that he knows personally how not having a hotel has hurt the city.
My daughter's actually getting married next summer, and she couldn't do Hoopston because, you know, you have people come up. We've got great places like the Legion, you know, to have a wedding, because we have plenty of churches here in Hoopston, so we could have the wedding. They could have a reception at the Legion or something, and there's no place for anybody to stay. So where are all your guests going to stay? And so, you know, this would be a big boost to the city because we'd finally have that place that people could actually stay, which then potentially could draw in more business because, you know, that's something we desperately need.
Hoopston Mayor Jeff Wise. He says he remains hopeful that the development agreement can be finalized within the next couple of months so construction could begin next spring. I'm Bill Pickett.